Chuck, how much experience have you had going up against Peyton Manning in your career, and what's it been like when you have?
A couple of times we faced him, and they've won. I think both of the times we played him. Very challenging preparation as usual for a good quarterback, and you know, this time is definitely no different with him having you know, the weapons that he's using on the field right now.
Feeling is you can't fool him. He always seems to know what's coming. So what's the best plan of attack against him?
Well, you can't let him know what you're in. You have to do as the best as you can is disguising what you're trying to do, and from there you have to play football. Once the ball is snapped, you play football. And that's the end result. You know, all the checks and all the things both sides of the ball will be doing defensively and offensively. When the ball is snapped, you have to make plays in the ball. You have to make tackles, and you know, we're in for a 60-minute game.
How difficult is it to disguise what you're doing against a quarterback like
you? You just do what you do. We have a veteran group of in a secondary, obviously, and you know, we're gonna do our best to make sure that what we don't make the game easier for him than it already is for him. And so it's going to be, like I said, a 60-minute game of doing that, not getting tired of disguising.
Your Eagles, didn't you go against the Patriots late in 07 during their undefeated run? Gave them a real big scare. Didn't it seem like a big thing did then, didn't it? The undefeated chasing of the undefeated for the Patriots. And it doesn't seem like, even though there's two teams doing it now, it's maybe not quite as big a deal.
I don't know. Seems like a decade ago as far as me playing with the Eagles and going against the Patriots in that situation. I just remember it was a hype game, we were very jacked up because of the underdogs we were. I remember that. So, but that's a completely different ball team, completely different situation as far as I'm concerned, as far as where we are with this team and now what we're looking to do. I don't think we're focused on that, to tell you the truth.
Practice last week. How are you feeling physically, and do you anticipate practicing this week?
Now that's the plan. That's the plan, is to practice and to go out and be on the field with my teammates, doing what I can to help this football team this weekend. So that's the intention.
Seems like you've dealt with a lot of nagging different things. I mean, how are you feeling at this point?
I feel great. This is nothing. This is football. This is a contact sport. This is things that happen at different times, and May go through a stretch where you feel absolutely great, and then other times, especially late in the season, you're going to have to play through some things. So this is nothing new for me.
Right. Talking to some of the guys, you get the feeling you're not interested. They're undefeated, that they've got this long winning streak over two seasons. You guys really are focused on yourself, which I assume is the best way to handle it.
Yeah, I mean, you can't – what good is it going to do to be focused on somebody else's win streak or what they're not doing? That's not what we're about. We're about this one game. And what we have to do to see if we can pull out a victory, this one game. All those other victories and loss or whatever, even our losses, none of that stuff means anything as far as this game is concerned. So this is the most important game of our season right now at this point. So that's what we need to focus on.
You've seen a lot of quarterbacks. Where does Peyton Manning rank, you think, in all-time, guys you've played?
I mean, I'm not telling you anything. You're going to tell you anything different. He's one of the best that I've ever faced. As what he does with the football, with the football and his accuracy and his diagnosis and defenses and being able to put the ball where it needs to be to his receivers when he does check. So I'm not telling you guys anything you don't already know. He's one of the best to ever play this game.
Brian, how has this team benefited from having Bonnie Holliday on the roster this
year? Tremendous. Tremendous. He's a vocal guy. He's a guy that understands how to play this position in this defense, and I think that has benefited some of the other guys who haven't played in this defense, and allowing them to understand how to play in their gaps and how to control different gaps and allow the linebackers to run free sometimes. So he's been a tremendous, tremendous benefit for this team, and I'm so happy we were able to talk him into coming here.
Time for two more guys. How do you see Corral for a long time? Where would you put how he's running right now compared to what you've seen from him?
Well, this is what I expect from Buck when he's healthy, because this is what he did in Philadelphia when they gave him the chance. They didn't give him a lot of chances, you know, having Westbrook in front of him. But when he got in the game, he was one of the guys that gave us big plays. I remember last year against in our stretch run, he was one of the guys that kept giving us play after play, even in receiving the ball out of the backfield, giving us 50 and 60 plus yard run after catch. So this is what I expect from him, and I don't think. this is anything he doesn't expect from himself. I think he expects the same thing from himself. And I'm just happy, and the Lord is blessing him to stay healthy.
Are you surprised, though, given the nature of the injuries and the surgeries that he had, that, you know, he's even said in the locker room privately, he thinks he's faster now than he was before he had surgeries. I mean, how do you explain that?
He's a blessed man of God. He is, and he knows that. He's a humble guy, and throughout all that adversity, you know, I was in his ear, and, you know, I was always praying for him. And so coming out the other end of that perseverance, he's a stronger person from it. And you see the speed on the football field. I'm just, like I said, I'm just excited to be able to enjoy this with him the way it's happening right now.